Happy Tuesday morning and welcome back to Your Care, Our Mission. This is the show we do every Tuesday morning with the nice folks over at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. This morning I'm joined by Stacy Clark in from Radiology, and she's going to be talking to us today about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. How are you doing this morning, Stacy?
Great, Nate. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month all month of October, and I know that the hospital is kind of taking some measures to raise awareness about it in the community, and also you're going to be talking to us today about kind of the steps towards making sure everybody's healthy when it comes to breast cancer. So I'm going to leave the floor kind of open for you. What do you have to tell us this morning about Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Yes. Well, Nate, you know, we come out here every October, and with the goal being, you know, just to raise awareness, to get people's attention. You know, mammograms and breast health are just one of those topics that it's easy to put off. It's easy to forget about. And unfortunately, the one thing that we can't forget about is breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death among women in the United States. So with that being said, my goal today, I guess, is to answer some of those most commonly asked questions that I get, you know, when I'm out and about in the public or that people might call in with. And one of those being, at what age should I begin getting my mammogram? Now, I can tell you that as far as the ACR recommendations, they recommend that you should start at the age of 40 and continue having that screening mammogram annually thereafter. Now, I would encourage you to start having those conversations with your provider before your 30th birthday, because that age can change depending on your risk factors. You know, and there's several risk factors that can influence that. So if you have more, you might start having your mammogram actually at age 30 or 35, but that's between you and your provider. Another question that we often get is, do you guys offer 3D? And absolutely. 3D is kind of the new standard of care for mammograms, and it's important. The 3D has been such a great addition to the technology. It helps us get those clearer images so that we're finding cancer much smaller in an earlier stage, I guess, than we ever have before. Another question would be, you know, what can I expect when I get there? Well, you can expect to be greeted by one of two of our board-certified technologists. I have two techs who I promise you that they are passionate about what they do, and it shows in their quality of imaging. They're going to take you in, and from start to finish, you are going to be in and out in 30 minutes or less. Now, when you think about that, it's like 30 minutes, that's a long time. But honestly, that covers your registration, that covers your, you know, history forms and that sort of thing. Then the next question is it going to hurt? You know, that's one of those questions where I don't want to mislead you. It's going to be uncomfortable. It should never be painful. But that compression that we use, that is the difference in helping us see normal tissue and abnormal tissue. If you can think about it, it helps us separate those tissues. So I guess at the end of the day, I want women to remember that compression is important, but they are free to communicate with the tech at any time. Let them know how they're feeling. We'll check in with you often, you know. Let them know if it begins to be too much. Everybody is different. With that being said, do I need an order to have a mammogram? You do. So if you have a primary care provider that you see, give them a call. You can either schedule an appointment to have a regular physical with them, or they'll just call in an order for you. The purpose of that order is to make sure that if there are any abnormal findings or it's negative, someone is going to reach back out to you with those results. It's an important follow-through. That's what the ordering process is for.
Well, Stacy, thank you for all that information regarding the commonly asked questions coming to mammograms. Again, that's part of the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and just kind of informing people of how to go about making sure that they are healthy. Now, I also understand that the hospital is kind of doing some stuff this month to help raise awareness for that, as well as some funding. So the first thing I want to talk about is at night, if you drive by the hospital, you'll notice something on the side of the building. What's the hospital doing?
The hospital, the building itself will be, the perimeter of it will be lit up in pink lights. And that's just our, in hope to, again, catch people's attention as they drive by, no matter where they're going. If they see those pink lights, that is to remind them of breast cancer, past, the present, and the future.
Yeah, that's great. And then you guys are also helping out the Humboldt Volleyball on October 6th. They're having an event there, and they've done this every year. I remember this when I was in high school at Humboldt High School. It's Pink Out Night. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. You know, the Humboldt High School volleyball team, they have been so great. They support us yearly. I should have counted back, but it's been years, I know, that they come out every year. They do a pink out night. They've had activities. There will be some hospital employees there selling some pink apparel so that we can get all decked out in our pink, make a big statement. And the proceeds from that will go back to the HCMH Foundation. They are amazing supporters of us as well. They're who helped keep us up with our technology. And then they also give back to those patients who don't have insurance or are unable to afford their screening mammograms. We can then assist them with their financial assistance that way.
The volleyball game October 6th is Pink Out Night at the Humboldt High School. And Stacy, I just want to say thank you for talking with us today about this cause, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the whole month of October. And I'm sure I don't speak for myself when I say that we're really grateful for all the work that you and your team are all doing at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital.
Yes, well, thank you so much, and thanks for taking the time today.
Not a problem. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us this morning for Your Care, Our Mission. We do this every Tuesday morning, once again talking with the nice folks over at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we'll be back next Tuesday with another installment of Your Care, Our Mission. Thank you again, Stacy.
Yes, thanks, Nate.